This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor to Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales for the climate of Australia. Very odd these last months, but this is my first time reporting carefully. I take it Jeremy's guidance that this is unusual. We had La Nina for the second year, not yet for the third, but the second year, which brought bucketing of rain on Queensland, on New South Wales, down to Canberra, and then off to Victoria. Then there was a pause, and Jeremy introduced me to the possibility that something called the Indian Ocean Dipole was meeting with a surge from Antarctica, an Arctic surge. I'm not sure where La Nina was in this mix, but in any event, one more time, the southern part of the continent was getting pounded. Then there was said to be a break. La Nina was lifting. Maybe it'll be back, but it was lifting. And one weekend, most recently, the tropical storms from the north seemed to have a target zone that was Sydney. So again, there was bucketing rain. And now, Jeremy, a very good day to you. Your climate is odd. I'm not going to connect it immediately to the worldwide concern of climate change. I am going to say that you're getting used to not getting used to it. So what can we say now about La Nina, about the Indian Ocean Dipole, and about the rains? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, it is certainly weird here. And what we can say is for now, La Nina is gone. La Nina is on a break. So at the moment, we're not experiencing rains from La Nina. But what has now come into its place is the Indian Ocean Dipole, or correctly, the negative Indian Ocean Dipole. And John, what that is off the northwestern side of Australia. The warm currents of the ocean there are warmer than normal. And what that's actually done is it's put a lot more moisture into the atmosphere just to the northwest of Australia. Now, off the coastline, it's not too bad. It can rain as much as it wants. But the trouble is that a lot of our weather systems here in Australia come from the west side to the east side. So by putting extra moisture in our western side, the Indian Ocean Dipole is basically flooding our air currents across Australia, which means here in the east, which is where the oceans are cooler, as soon as those air currents with the more moisture hit them, they suddenly turn into tropical rain in areas where we don't normally get it. At the moment, we are in a winter pattern here in Australia, which means some of those warmer oceans to the northwest are not quite making it all the way over to the east as far as being moist air currents. But give it now only a few more weeks, and we're expecting to get, once again, a larger deluge. Now, if it is just the Indian Ocean Dipole by itself, we'll get heavier rains, we'll get that tropical rainfall we've seen before, and it won't be too bad. But the problem is the meteorologists think that we might get a double clanger once again. We may also, on top of this, get La Nina, where basically we'll get extra moisture coming in from the northeast as well. So imagine, John, the weather's flanking us here in Australia with rain coming in from the east and the west, and it's all going to funnel down towards Sydney and the east coast. So again, John, we're about to hit probably the worst rain we've seen ever before.
And this is unusual. The weather forecasters, the people who talk meteorology on the television, say we've not seen this exact pattern before. Is that what they say?
That is correct. This hasn't turned up before in any weather history. And this is something that where records have been kept for at least 150 years. And modeling as well has shown that this has probably not happened before in at least the history of the region. So it is very, very unusual. It's not to say that it's an impossible event, but it's just one of those things that scientists are looking at to try and figure out what could possibly cause this convergence of unusual weather systems, mostly driven by the temperatures in the oceans and also the changing of the winds at upper levels, and whether or not this is an ongoing thing. Because, John, the question is here, will this continue? Because we need to know when it's going to break, because that's when we can repair. That's when we can stop the flood damage and rebuild some of the poor towns in Queensland and New South Wales, which were completely flooded out in the first two major weather events. So it's all about predicting how this turns out so that we can plan for the future.
Also planning for the future is COVID-19. You will recall that Jeremy was with me all during the lockdowns, the severe lockdowns in Sydney in the fall of 21 and through Christmas time. There was a moment, however, in the spring, in Jeremy's fall, early fall, when the country's doors were opened again. They are remaining open, but these last weeks, Omicron has swept over Australia and New Zealand. What is the opinion of where you are now in positive cases and hospitalizations? Has it ebbed?
Well, John, it looks like it's ramping up once again, and this is something that we've all expected now. So here in Sydney, we're getting thousands of new cases a day, and what's happening is not all these cases are becoming hospitalizations. So there's really only 300 to 400 hospitalizations requiring oxygen and requiring intensive care unit to look after them each day. But we are seeing that surge that we were warned about only 2 months ago, saying that this Omicron variant would hit us hard. It would hit on the flu season. So people who already had immune systems that were being affected by the flu would likely get COVID on top of it. Unfortunately, too, we are getting deaths only in the double digits. So we're not talking hundreds. We're still talking less than 100 a day. And it tends to be people who are a bit older, people who already have underlying conditions, and people who are susceptible really to unfortunately dying from COVID. But the thing is that we are seeing those higher cases that we expected, but at the same time, we have learned to live with them. And I think part of this has been because of the triple vaccine policy that we've had here in Australia. People were able to get over it within about a week to 2 weeks. We're now getting offered the fourth vaccine and in some cases the fifth vaccine for people who are in that higher risk group as well. And it's really becoming the new norm here, unfortunately. The prediction is that these high numbers of thousands per day will decrease at the end of the winter season and will go back into a relatively normal cycle. And already there is talk about the new vaccines being able to cope with variants that are different to Omicron. So while we have hit that peak and we are experiencing it as we speak, it looks like we are now learning to manage it, learning to cope with it. And it's not as devastating as it was, say, even 2 years ago when we didn't know how to deal with it.
To New Zealand. New Zealand was locked down even longer than you were in Australia. But the news, at least last week, was New Zealand was hit hard. Are their cases still rising?
Their cases have actually just peaked at below 20,000 a day. The concern was if it hit 20,000 with the number of hospitalizations in that and the amount of care required for those people, they would really be unable to deal with it. They are being hit hard. They are really doing it tough across the pond.
Western Australia, you will recall Western Australia was locked up much longer than you were in New South Wales or Victoria or Queensland. Has Western Australia weathered this bout of Omicron, or is it hit just the same you are?
They're hitting just the same as we are now. And I think it was because Western Australia finally became part of Australia again just over 6 months ago. They saw the light and knew they couldn't be locked down forever. They just had to deal with it. And to their credit, they managed to get their medical system up and spun up quick enough to deal with these large waves. Now they know they can't avoid it, so they are dealing with it. So unfortunately, Western Australia is getting just as many cases as the East Coast, but you know what? They are now dealing with it instead of trying to avoid it.
Jeremy Zakas, he's in New South Wales. We're headed to Creature Reports, and I mentioned that the first Creature Report will be an especially frightening large reptile called a brown snake. So be warned. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.